This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. At least seven more people have been killed in Iraq on a second day of protests against Prime Minister Adel Abdul Mahdi's government. As Edward Uranian reports from Cairo, the deaths follow more than 50 people killed in Iraq on Friday.
Hundreds of protesters continued to show their discontent Saturday in the streets of the Iraqi capital, Baghdad, demanding political reforms and an end to widespread government corruption. Iraqi Prime Minister Adel Abdel Mahdi complained in a televised address, however, about what he called the contradictory demands of protesters. He says that he's startled to see many of those who were opposed to reform because it was allegedly being pushed by outside forces now are calling on the government to step down. Despite attempts to call parliament into session Saturday, no quorum was reached to hold a meeting. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
A community leader in rural Vietnam has told Reuters it's likely the majority of 39 people found dead in a truck in England were Vietnamese. Mia Womersley reports.
Most of the 39 people found dead in the back of a truck near London were likely from Vietnam. A Catholic priest from the rural rice-growing province, where many of the victims are believed to have come from, told Reuters on Saturday.
According to a few sources that have told me, in this case, there were many people. More than 100 were on their way to a new life, but 39 died.
The discovery of the bodies, 38 adults and one teenager, was made on Wednesday on an industrial site in Grays, about 20 miles east of central London. Police have said they believed the dead were Chinese, but Beijing said the nationalities had not yet been confirmed. Chinese and Vietnamese officials are now both working closely with British police.
Mia Womersley.